وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi. You're listening to the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the previous episode, we talked about some of the teachings of the Holy Quran about humanity. And we said that according to the Holy Quran, there is a perfection for human beings which they should try to achieve. And we said the necessary elements for achieving that perfection. One of them is faith, and faith has different objects. One of them was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the divine attributes, and then the prophethood, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down guidance for us. And this doesn't exclude the role of our own intellect, because as you know, we have in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed one prophet within every human being, and that prophet is his mind, his intellect. And then there is a prophet outside. There is internal prophet and external prophet. And these two, they help each other. As much as a person listens to his or her internal prophet, he will benefit from the teachings of the external prophet. And if a person does not listen to his or her internal prophet, he does not benefit from the external prophet. This is why the concept of guidance in the Holy Quran comes under the title of zikr, or remembrance, or reminders. This is also connected to our discussion. The discussion that we have is the objects of faith. One of them is kutubihi. Amana Rasul bima unzila ilayhi. The prophet has believed in whatever that has been revealed to him. Kullun wal mu'minun, believers, they believe in Allah, amana billah wa malaikatihi, and the angels, wa kutubihi, divine scriptures. Now, divine scripture, what is the role of a divine scripture? This is very important to know the concept of the guidance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, the Holy Quran does not refer to its verses as verses. Verses in an English word for ayah. Ayah means the sign. Now, if we were to translate literally, we should have said the signs of the Holy Quran. And the concept of ayah, if you follow it in the Holy Quran, is very amazing, because many things are counted to be ayat, to be signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. And there's a function for a sign. A sign is there to remind you of something. A sign is there to inform you of something, or sometimes even warn you about something. So Quran talks about signs, or talks about dhikr, remembrance, which is connected to the concept of ahd, to remember what? Remember a covenant that you have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the concept of fitrah, that innate nature that we all share, human beings. This is very important in the concept in understanding the concept of covenant in Islam. You know, in other religions, we have the concept of covenant. Like, for example, in Judaism, we have the covenant, which is based on law, the Old Testament. And then we have New Testament, which is the covenant based on faith, for example. There are discussions about how this covenant changed and that. Well, and people might ask, do we have the similar concept covenant in Islam or not? The answer to which is yes, we have the concept of covenant, but it's a bit different. And not only we have the concept of covenant, we have associated concepts like dhikr, reminders of those covenants, and forgetting that covenant, ghafla, heedlessness, nisyan, forgetfulness. Inshallah, after the break, we're going to continue this discussion with all different dimensions.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi. You're listening to Program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of covenant in Islam. According to Islam, covenant is something that is made between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all human beings. And the religions that, or the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to humanity, because it's only one religion with different versions in different stages of history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala updated or sometimes cleared some of the distortions happening to it by different prophets. So different prophets, they brought only one religion, but some of them, they had a sharia, they had a religious law within a scripture because of the updates that people needed. And the function of those scriptures were to remind people of the covenant that they had already had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs of the Holy Quran, some people ask why there aren't any arguments for the existence of God in Quran, for example. Quran doesn't see things like that. Quran says that you have everything you want and you need to believe in your own heart. You only need to clear off some of those hesitations or some of those doubts and ask yourself questions. Like what questions? For example, questions, amnaj alul muttaqin, are we going to make equal those wrongdoers with the righteous people? Do you really think that at the end of history, all those who oppressed other people and those people who went through difficulties and injustice, they will be on the same page and no one is going to be accountable for his actions? You only need to ask yourself these questions. You only need to ask yourself, is it possible, or the question that we had in one episode, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانَ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. So these are things that people already have in their fitrah. And divine scripture tries only to remind people of what they already have. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the day of judgment, the belief in the justice of Allah and the wisdom of the creation. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. This is not for false reason. This is for valid reason. So, ayah, sign, dhikr, is there to remind you of the covenant that you already had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's heedlessness, ghafla. Many people, the problem they have is ghafla. Inshallah, in one episode we talk about ghafla. In one episode we talk about nisyan. Some of these negative traits that we said that Quran describes for humanity, it's not that Quran wants to downgrade or wants, I don't know, to humiliate human beings. No, Quran wants to remind you of the pitfalls that are there, of the obstacles that stands between you and the goal and the perfection that is intended for you. So when we put all of these together, the concept of covenant, the concept of heedlessness, the concept of remembrance, we realize that the correct role and function of divine scriptures, I mean, this scripture and previous scriptures, were to remind people of the covenant that they had. And as much as we remember that covenant and we be committed to that covenant, we can lead a life that gets us closer to the perfection intended for us in these divine religions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this regard. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Nabi.